Agenda item 16 pertaining to black sea bass. Mr. Cimino.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
This is a public hearing. I was kind of hoping we would have some members of the public here because I was going to start by telling you that this is an important item that we've been working on for a long time. We're fortunate to have a board member with us here, though, that is very familiar with this fishery and the issue. To be quite honest with you, I struggled writing this evaluation because the situation that we're dealing with is kind of a mess. and this option to allow our fishermen to go out this winter, this February specifically, and harvest black sea bass. Really, they're going to be harvesting in federal waters. But, you know, it's a fishery that's been closed for a few years. We've been fighting and trying to figure out how to get this fishery back because it is important. And it's been a long decision-making process. It's both the Mid-Atlantic Council's responsibility and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, who jointly manage this species. They have to agree on how this is done. And it's been a process that's taken several meetings over a year and a half at least just to get this opening. We've been closed for a few years. We were close to getting it opened at another point in time. And yet, tomorrow, the council will still be trying to figure out how this February fishery should work. We've got some ideas. We've got a draft regulation before you, and as I said, this is a public hearing. Part of the problem with this fishery is, some of you are aware, the recreational harvest estimates that come out, or landings estimates that come out, are precisely that. We do have some mandatory recreational reporting. We talked about that just a minute ago. But for the most part, we use a federal survey to estimate the catch for the recreational fisheries. In the case of many of the states on the Atlantic coast, they don't have survey estimates for January and February. The survey works under 2 months. Periods that they refer to as waves, and that would be wave one, right, January, February. They haven't had estimates, to my knowledge, in the entire time of the survey since the early 80s, specifically because it's traditionally a fairly quiet time for fishing, and that's still true to an extent, although if you look at the magnitude of the East Coast recreational fishery, you know, it's certainly relative when you're saying that it's a quiet 2 months. But I really don't think they have any interest in starting wave one estimates anytime soon. This concerns folks like myself. I sit on the technical committee and do my best to advise the managers about this fish. One of the most important things, of course, is removals of these fish. And if we don't have an estimate of removals from the recreational fishery, then we don't know how to advise. And unfortunately, I've been in the position of at times recommending that this fishery be closed. So one of the things we've been working on all this time is to find ways to get some idea of the harvest estimates. And that's why I'm standing before you today with some amendments to our regulation. there was a vote to have a February opening in 2018 and try and collect some information to figure out how we get this fishery back. So this is kind of a test run. In 2019, the federal government said that they will open federal waters in both January and February, and they will be requiring a letter of authorization in order to figure out how many individuals are going to participate. In other words, any boat that wants to go out fishing for black sea bass in January or February is going to have to apply for this letter. That'll at least give us some idea of the amount of fishing activity that's going on. And what we are going to try for a February opening is something similar. There's a couple other requirements that actually came through in the motion from ASMFC. They wanted an attempt at some kind of biological samples to be collected. So you get an idea of the size of these fish. You get an idea of the age composition of these fish. Like many assessments, black sea bass is an age-related assessment, so we're interested to know how many 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds specifically that are both existing and being removed every year. We are suggesting a few other added elements as well. Since we have mandatory reporting for several species, What we did is create an online system where you can go and sign up for those free permits. We thought it would be easy and very useful information for us if we created a permit system for black sea bass. So any individuals that are interested in participating with us in February would just go online and sign up for that free permit. Much like what the feds are attempting to do in 2019, that'll give us some idea of the magnitude of that fishery. We, at VMRC, we implement part of the MRIP survey. Our staff conducts the dockside interviews. They also ride on headboats, which are the larger for hire vessels that carry as many as 40, 50 people out fishing. So we have the capacity this February to put VMRC staff on these larger boats and be collecting information. We intend to do that. We're also suggesting an amendment to this regulation that would say that any participant in this fishery that gets a permit would be open to sampling from us. That doesn't mean we're going to be chasing any fishermen down. It's a provision that we've had in place for the commercial fishery for many, many years. We never did it in any sort of authoritative fashion. We do our best to stay out of everyone's way. Really, what we're looking for from the private recreational anglers is anyone willing to give us fish to sample or have contact where they're willing to donate fish, we're absolutely happy to do that. But we are suggesting it as part of regulation, just so folks know that that's an important part of making this work, getting this fishery back. And one other concern that we had, one of the things that kind of shut this fishery down early on was a problem a few years back that it's a little complicated system that we had. But this was an interesting fishery where there's a total allowable catch set every year. And someone had a very good idea of setting aside some of that total allowable catch for research purposes. And the way they did that to really make it work was not saying that researchers were going to kill these fish. Interestingly enough, what they did was allow some portion of the fish to be caught to be sold. Originally, it was just commercial fishermen that were harvesting the fish and selling the fish. Part of that money was going back to research for black sea bass. The recreational community got involved as for hire fleet, the headboats I mentioned, were able to purchase some of this quota, if you will, and also fish on that, supposed to report their harvest. And again, the money that they used to purchase the quota went back to research. Unfortunately, there were some major abuses. In other words, the amount of fish being caught was much greater than the amount of fish being reported, and it kind of was a black eye on this fishery, especially in the winter months. And that was a challenge. It's still a challenge now because we've had a closed season for several years, and we still see headboats out there occasionally working on these fish. So we took what is probably the most complicated step in here, which is kind of a hail-in system. And again, this isn't that we're planning on visiting every boat that's going to participate in this fishery, but we are suggesting in regulation that if you participate in this fishery, you have this permit and you take a trip, that you need to let us know when you're coming back in so that our law enforcement officers have the at least ability, if it works out, that they can stop and check these boats as they're coming back in. So kind of unprecedented, not a requirement, but again, if we're going to be a party that says this is an important fishery for us and we want to find a way to bring it back and make it work, we, you know, staff thinks that this is an important element to it. One other thing we are suggesting, we have in here as well, that the permittees will report their harvest. It's not going to be quite as restrictive as our other mandatory reporting, but we don't think it's that much harder to come in and say what you did for the season, you know, for the month. It's a one-time report would cover you. And one thing that we didn't hear that I think the for-hire folks like, and we intend to do that with all our mandatory reporting, is this is a fishery that's conducted in federal waters. The for-hire fleet out there has a federal permit and has to do federal reporting. We're getting rid of the redundancy. If you do that reporting to the federal government, that's going to count for your for your VMRC reporting as well. So those are the changes we have for you. These are on it's on page 3 of 9 of the regulation, which is page 7 of your evaluation, that little number at the bottom right-hand corner. And with that, I'll take any questions.
I'd imagine there's some questions.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Mr. Neal.
This hail-in program, this is for the overall recreational fleet, for everybody, for me.
Yeah.
Would it apply to the for-hire who are doing the federal reporting? So they still would have to report to the MRC somebody. We go fishing. We go out there. We come back in after dark sometime. And we don't know when we're coming in when we go out. So at what point do you want this hail-in to be?
Well, that was one of the hardest things. I mean, and we realized that there's a certain point, there's a certain distance where a cell phone really isn't going to work.
8 miles from my phone.
Right, exactly. The wording here is just before you return to shore with an estimated time that you're returning to shore, more or less. Not an easy thing to write.
What other questions? And all this stuff that you're talking about, it all just applies to this February fishery.
It all just applies to the February fishery. And will go away next year because we don't intend to run this concurrent with federal regulations that are put in place in 2019.
On the other thing, the reporting you were saying is less stringent than the other mandatory reporting that we've had, and it could be monthly or whatever, but it can be per trip.
Yes. It'll be the same exact system anyone's using.
If I don't report the next day, it's just not happening. I want to be able to report the next day, and that's okay. At night, I'll be too tired, but the next morning, I can do it. First of all, I appreciate the effort that's been in this. This is a fishery that was a very valuable fishery to our recreational community during the months when we did not have a lot else to fish for. It became even more valuable with the decline in our coastal striped bass fishery. And then we lost it, and without any real, like you already said, there was no data, and so now we're going back. I guess and I say that we had the citation data; that was our only data because we really had no Wave One collection other than our trophy citation program, and so we need to get that. And so I applaud the efforts that have gone into this, and if we have to do this preponderance of caution to have a February fishery, then we'll put up with it. You're going to get some complaints about people when they finally figure out what they're having to do.
Yeah.
But it's better to do this and have it than not do it and not have it, is the short of it.
Yeah, and I do need to bring up one more point. I apologize. There was one other element to the motion. So another reason why this is kind of controversial and been taking so long to move forward is it doesn't really impact states from New England. It doesn't really impact parts of New York, although southern New York fishermen do go into federal waters and harvest these fish. So it's, of course, impacting a stock that we consider one stock from North Carolina through New England, but they don't see themselves as benefiting any from having this winter fishery. They hammer the stock all summer long when we don't really have a chance to fish on them. So in that sense, you would think that they have a little more interest. But the motion itself suggested a harvest estimate involved. Council staff worked very hard to come up with some estimates. So they looked at when the fishery was open and what kind of information did exist. As I mentioned, the federal for-hire fleet is reporting their catch. So they also had that number. They kind of did a thing where they doubled that number because they figured private was about 50% and for-hire was 50%. So they came up with a harvest estimate. Well, excuse me for not mentioning this earlier, but ASMFC also said that any state that participates would be required to kind of pay back some harvest estimate. For Virginia, they estimated that we would probably take about 5,500 pounds of fish. So at some later point in 2018, we will be expected to adjust probably our season by days. And since it is likely that Delaware through Virginia, who we kind of typically act as a group, will participate. More than likely, we're talking about 4 or 5 days coming off somewhere else in the season. So that'll be later down the road that we'll have to deal with that. But it is important to point out that they're still hammering out those details. They'll be talking about that tomorrow, unfortunately.
Tomorrow at the Mid-Atlantic Council.
Tomorrow at the Council, yes, I'm sorry.
Mr. Cedar.
I can't get a grip on this. I mean, this is, at the end, if you don't follow the regulations, a Class 3 misdemeanor, right? Okay, so it's a criminal offense. So here you go. You're out there, and you can't call from out there, and it takes you a couple hours to get back. Nobody, this reporting thing, is that a computer thing, or is that some kind of a record your message, or what?
It'll be online. It'll be the same system that's used for the other mandatory permitted species.
So if the charter cap guy or whoever's catching the fish, they're coming in, and it's past normal hours, and I think there was some talk here about what you could report the next day. Well, the problem I got with that is, here you're supposed to report to tell you guys so that the Marine police can come by and inspect your catch. But you're already in and you disposed of your catch. And then what you're doing is, by the captain reporting the next day, he is confessing to a criminal offense.
Now, those are two separate things. They're asking for a hail-in program that you call in and say, I'm coming in. The actual reporting your catch, they're talking about you may be able to do that a month later. So that's two separate things they're talking about.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. And they actually came about separately. So currently we have a permitting system for trophy striped bass. We have it for tile fish and grouper. We have it for cobia. And you get the permit, and then you report your catch, or in the case of those fisheries, you report even if you didn't go. What we're suggesting here is kind of more along the lines of some of those charter captains wanted, is that you'll get a permit if you want to fish in February for black sea bass, and then by March 15th, we'll want to see any catch reports that you may have had. So if you caught fish, that you'll report that. The hail-in system is separate. The hail-in system is because a lot of these vessels do come in at night. It's to give our law enforcement folks an opportunity to kind of know where to target, you know, where they're able to encounter some of these trips. So if it's a headboat that's coming in back to Rudy Inlet, we know what day they went out. We have some idea of when they're coming back. I mean, that, you know, It's just the ability to know where these activities are taking place and a chance to have an encounter and at least check out the catch. We don't expect law enforcement to be there for every trip or you know, that many, but it'll also give us an idea of where the fishery is operating, where are people going out of. Obviously, for the for-hire fleet, Rudy's an important location, but, you know, for the private folks, where are people operating from?
Other questions? This is a public hearing. Anybody in the audience wish to be heard about this? Black sea bass? Mr. Blow, please come on up. How are you doing, Wes?
Great, how are you?
Good.
Wes Blow, recreational fisherman. I missed part of his talk, so I'll be real brief. I'm strongly in favor of us having a sea bass season in February. The reporting for me is not an issue. It's just not hard to do. A lot of slack comes from some of the recreational fishermen, but it's a very simple process. Hailing in would not be a problem to call in for me. Like, for instance, you know, if I'm going black sea bass fishing, I'll get up about 1:30 or 2 in the morning, because I live here in Newport News. And I will get in at Owl Creek Boat Ramp at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, probably. So calling in wouldn't be an issue. If I'm expected to wait an hour or two, that would become an issue. But I'm strongly in favor of the season. I'd like to thank Rob and anyone else on the staff here that worked on getting this back, because I have harassed Rob multiple times over the last few years, and I called and thanked him about a month ago. But I'd like the council to know that, too.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Neal, do you have any discussion?
Yeah, I guess, and a little question. I'm going to move to accept staff recommendation, but and you're not going to let me do it. And I would like to give them the authority to make any other little tweaks they have to make after the council meeting tomorrow. I mean,
not really possible.
I knew you weren't going to let me do it.
I mean, DEQ struggles with the same thing, but every time the feds change their regulations, they still have to go in and change theirs to refer to the correct rules or whatever.
Then I would make the motion to accept staff recommendation and to authorize for a public hearing in January if needed. Is that okay?
I think that would be fine.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Neal to accept the staff recommendation pertaining to the recreational black sea bass February fishery. Second by Mr. Zedra. With the authorization to have a further public hearing in January, if warranted. All clear on the motion? Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well, quite happily. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Smito. Thanks to Chief O'Reilly here who worked so hard with Joe to get us to this point.